Businesses all over the world are busy doing two important things. The first is assessing the fallout of the COVID pandemic, and the second is formulating strategies to restart their journey towards economic stability. In all this, digital technologies have come to the forefront as a force multiplier for business resurgence. To stay socially connected in these times of social distancing, businesses have looked towards digital to engage with consumers virtually. Digital then is helping redefine marketing strategies in every sector of business. Companies around the world are using these technologies to offer seamless customer experience that's in sync with the altered path to purchase. Hi, I'm Suresh Venkat, and in this episode of Facebook and BCG present Turn the Tide, Unlock the New Normal, in association with CNBC TV 18, we turn our focus towards the apparels industry. This sector is expected to see digital influence on consumers go up to 60%, making it a pivotal factor for its resurgence. Over the next half an hour, we will discuss and deliberate as to how marketers should employ innovative marketing strategies and leverage digital for business growth. Joining me in this special conversation is Sandeep Bhushan, Director and Head of India GMS Facebook, and Rachit Mathur, MD and Partner at BCG and Leader India Consumer and Retail Practice. It's great to have you on the show, Sandeep and Rachit. Sandeep, the lockdown has set in motion an increase in remote ways of living, and this has affected the apparels industry in a unique way. What are the three big highlights of this report that apply to the apparel industry?
Thanks, Rich. I don't think you need any emphasis to remind us how different everything is in the last several months on both the consumer side as well as the business side. And the apparel industry, you could argue, is one of the more extremely hit businesses. The interesting thing is the time being spent today on digital for every part of our lives has increased. And therefore, it's no surprise that mobile and digital influence for the apparel category has also very significantly changed. What that means is that now 6 out of 10 urban consumers will access information or endorsement or an advertising about the apparel brand or category before they decide whether to buy it or endorse it or share it. Secondly, a very large number of consumers have also learned to do online spending on apparel. 40% consumers today plan to increase their online spend. But what that also means is that a very large number of consumers also will go offline while being digitally influenced online, which means I will go and buy off e-commerce, but there is a very large percentage that will also seek information, be digitally influenced, and shop offline. The third, the mandatories of the category don't change. I do want to know whether the size is right. I do want to know whether the fit is right. I do want to know what that color of blue really is, right? Today, fortunately, with all the work that's happened over the last many years between platforms like us, between the categories and new technologies coming in, we are able today to find the tools that allow consumers to ride over this virtual, of this barrier of being virtual, and yet do some of these pieces, do the virtual trials, look at the expert reviews from influencers, and help businesses access consumers on the key dimensions that really matter.
Rachit, over to you now. The apparel industry has been one of the consistent performers for almost half a decade now. The industry has seen a steady CAGR of 13% and a consistent subcategory mix. What has been the effect of the pandemic on consumer sentiment in this industry and why?
So as we actually, you know, look at the after effects of what happens in COVID-19, you know, then both the nature and the shape of the demand will undergo changes. Right, the occasions for buying apparel, you know, was very often driven by how out of home occasions, you know, panned out in the consumer's life. You are going to see distinctive changes when it comes to what benefits from various apparel categories and subcategories are being sought. And lastly, it's going to be around channels of engagement, where you would see historically, a large mix of it being offline, with very steady increase, of course, in online in recent times. But the complete journey now being, both in triggered as well as executed online, I think, you know, it's going to be another clear change, that we expect that would happen.
Sandeep, interestingly enough, and unlike some other sectors, even pre-COVID, digital has been a key influencer for apparel shoppers. The question is, what must marketers now do to streamline the new pathway to purchase?
The whole play that we started with is that the mandatories of the category, which is, can I ask someone about a little bit about the product? Can I try virtually or try at all a product? Can I have a conversation of, hey, if it doesn't work for me, what can I do? Can I change, et cetera, et cetera? These basics today need to be addressed, and mobile today will play a larger role in addressing that because of the absence of the physical proximity. So for example, endorsers or branded content are a critical play in seeing the use case and getting endorsement fundamentally, right? AR, VR as technology today, so whether you're trying a style or a fit or a color on the 3K dimension, let's say a fashion purchase, there are tools today for consumers to experience that. On the business side, of course, it's about who do you segment? Which consumer today would you like to segment with the various different kind of offerings that you have to? And the ability to segment, therefore, based on demographic, based on interest today exists. And eventually, cohorts for upselling. Consumers that you know who bought before, how do we bring them back either into buying again or buying a different subcategory?
Rachit, over to you. Now, due to income uncertainty, consumers are going to be more value conscious in their decision making. Within apparels, are there any trends that you're seeing either in subcategories or in demographics? And what are the implications of this for the marketer?
Affluent India isn't really going to be pulling back, you know, too much. I think they're probably going to be postponing, you know, rather than pulling back or, you know, going the value route. Hence, our study suggested that relatively older women, of course, you know, financially more secure, as well as men, are actually quite okay, you know, to come back into regular spending. Yes, of course, you know, the belly of the market is going to look for value. There is going to be, you know, there are going to be clearly subcategories, you know, which where you know value is going to come into play. Stronger, especially when it comes to, you know, essentials and basics. The digital world allows now a much deeper engagement at various levels and stages. You're able to micro-target sub-segments. You're able to, you know, very, very actively, comfortably and seamlessly guide the consumer through the journey. And as well as, you know, use credible advocacy, you know, to drive for next wave of brand growth.
Sandeep, back to you. The apparel sector is quite unique in one respect. 90% of sales comes from the unorganized sector. Now, if I were a small business owner in this industry, how can I leverage digital, specifically Facebook family of apps, for brand building and consumer engagement?
This is a great opportunity for small businesses because as consumers have gone online, there is greater and greater access today. For example, just in our family of apps, we're talking of 400 million plus users, right? Which means if I am a small business, I don't need to go for the big budget access advertising if I target either by consumer segment, male, female, or by subsegment of the category. We are privileged that our tools and services today at Facebook are used by 160 million businesses globally, and a very large part of them are, of course, in India. And the tools that we're talking about, whether it is the ability to try through augmented reality, whether it's the ability to push out your catalog through a dynamic ads, or whether it's a conversation on messaging to close the loop, all of these are eminently possible.
And that brings us almost to the end of this segment of our show, but not before we get closing comments from both our speakers. I'm going to go to Rachit first. Rachit, what's the one insight I should keep in mind?
Rish, I think the one thing that every apparel marketer needs to take away from this report is going to be about how do you engage with the consumer in a steadily and accelerating digital world, right from the time, you know, both the discovery as well as the engagement, the social engagement of brands happen to the time, you know, the commerce, which actually happens on much more on digital platforms, comes into play. And lastly, you know, how involved are you in the larger advocacy, you know, that your own loyal brand consumers, you know, emanate?
Sandeep, now for a closing comment from you. Now, if I were a CMO of a big brand apparel company, what should I be looking at?
When 6 out of 10 shoppers will be influenced on mobile, what's your play there all the way from building relevance for the subcategories that matter to helping the purchase decision? That's one. And second, the knowledge that there are tools today to not only address the specific barriers we see today, such as lack of access, lack of trial, etc., all the way, in fact, to now tools available to accelerate adoption of the categories.
And with that, it's time to bid goodbye to Sandeep and Rajit. Gentlemen, thank you for your insightful assessment of the apparel industry and the road ahead.
And before we move on, let's hear from a couple of prominent voices from the apparel industry.
It's a very comprehensive report. It's gives us a large overview of the changes that are taking place. Some of the changes are very, very evident in our businesses as well. The entire thing on casuals sort of running ahead of formals, the entire digital route that our consumers are taking is very, very visible. What I really like about the report is the entire optimistic framing of the scenario, which is rather rare, because one is consumed by here and now and an optimistic stance is rather welcome. The entire classification of the trends as something of a reversal, something of an acceleration, or something of a new trend is also quite insightful.
So Max Fashion believes in turning the tide, and we have taken 3 new initiatives. One at a customer level, where we want to reinforce the safety for the customer across all the touch points. Second is at a product assortment level, where we have built up newer product categories to cater to the requirement of work from home, learn from home under the Fashion Essential umbrella. And the third thing is that we are boosting our omnichannel journey by initiating WhatsApp for Business, store to door, and getting our offline customers to online through the O2O initiative. And we are sure with this, we will counter the impact of the pandemic.
At this point, I'd like to inform our audience to please scan the QR code to know more about the Turn the Tide initiative and to access the sector-specific report on the apparel industry. And now I'd like to welcome Harish Narayanan, CMO Myntra, and Nitin Chopra, Industry Head E-Commerce, Facebook India. Welcome, Harish and Nitin. Harish, first question to you. What are some of the consumer behavior trends that you are seeing post-COVID-19, and what has been the impact of this on your marketing strategy and media mix?
So first of all, thanks, Suresh, for having me here. It's a pleasure. We have all been through a tough time. I think the entire industry is going to go more digital. The entire country is going to go more digital. And I think online fashion shopping is very well equipped to serve the customer at this point in time. Now, coming back to fashion e-commerce. So if you look at some of the fundamental shifts that I already touched upon, first being a big focus on health. So what we are making sure is in every step of our supply chain and in every part of my marketing communication, we touch upon health and we assure the customer that we have it top of mind and we are taking care of it. So that's one. Secondly, there are a few categories that are coming out as winners or growing very fast in this time and age. One is kids wear. So that's doing very well for us. Then there is beauty and personal care. So, taking care of yourself while you're at home, that is growing very fast. Other than this, I think the big shift that we have made, especially as a marketing and content team, is about engagement-led e-commerce. So when I say engagement-led commerce, it is about not just selling, but also engaging with great content, games, and so on. And so far, the changes that we have made have played out very well for us. Also, these reflected in the kind of choices we made for our end of reason sale that we launched in June.
Harish, if I could stay with you for a moment. Now, people are spending a lot of time online, and digital influence for apparel consumers is now at 60% compared to the pre-COVID rate of approximately 45%. Digital, and especially social media, is clearly one of the preferred channels for brands to reach out to their target audiences. How are you leveraging social media in these recent times?
Digital gives us the opportunity to, do all the things that marketers wish for, able to target the right audiences, share the right message at the right time, build fast leads. So everything that we wanted to do, digital helps us in conjunction with, you know, TV. It helps us to scale these objectives very, very easily. Now, if you look at the way I think about marketing plans, right, there's one which is about going broad, getting more new users, and scaling the messaging of the platform and of the sale, and doing that very, very fast. So that is one objective. The second objective is to retarget or remarket to the folks who have shown interest. Now, in both of these objectives, digital plays a very critical key role. So it has helped us in multiple ways, and digital always is at the heart of our marketing strategy, and we have only seen it become even more effective or efficient in the last couple of months.
Nitin, over to you now. Digital was always a key influencer for apparel shoppers, and now with multiple factors such as social distancing, a remote way of living, and an increased focus on health and hygiene, time spent on digital is bound to increase. So how is Facebook helping brands cater to discerning smart shoppers to make their discovery and purchase experience seamless?
Yes, thank you, Suresh, for having me over. Marketeers need a platform that can combine precision and innovation at scale with frugality. FB solutions are used extensively by these brands to replicate the store-like experience, as well as help make the store walk-in experience more planned using technologies like augmented reality for trials, for virtual wardrobes. There's branded content where complete looks can be created. There are tutorials on looks, makeup, etc., which also, by the way, helps creators and influencers to monetize in many ways. We also have features on locating nearest stores, open, close timings, appointment bookings, etc., which can definitely help with the socially distanced buying. Our Messenger and WhatsApp solutions facilitate conversations at scale, where fashion advice can be sought and consultative selling can be enabled. All these solutions are industry leading and are extensively leveraged by our key brands and advertisers to influence consumers in this digitally activated post-pandemic era.
Anisha, Myntra has always been an enthusiastic adopter of smart technologies like augmented reality to elevate the virtual trial experience for consumers. In the new normal, how important will this facet be for the digital purchase pathway going forward?
So Myntra has always been the tech fashion leader in this country. I would say the integration of fashion and technology is what makes us differentiated and unique and so helpful to our customers, right? So that is something that we are very good at. And like you mentioned, some of the integrations, say AR or VR for virtual try-ons, these are some things that we have been doing for a long time. I can also talk about how we use RFID across the board to make it a seamless supply chain. We were one of the few or probably the only ones in the country who take cashless payments at delivery. Right, so there are a lot of ways of integrating technology, which is the essence of the company. And that is going to only become more and more important as this situation continues to evolve.
And the next question is for both of you. Now, influencer opinions greatly determine fashion trends, especially for the younger generation. What, according to you, is the role for influencer marketing and how can brands use it more effectively? Nitin, you first.
Influencer marketing today is rated as the fastest growing online customer acquisition channel, beating organic search, paid search, email marketing, and what have you. Facebook and Instagram are at the heart of connecting brands, consumers, and influencers. And we are continuously innovating to build industry-leading products to build this ecosystem. And this ecosystem is thriving, and brands can leverage this to build relationships in the most authentic manner.
Harish, now same question to you on influencer marketing.
So we had we started this program, Myntra Fashion Superstar, which was India's, if not the world's first, you know, digital fashion reality show. We ran a complete campaign, event, show using influencers as the core of the philosophy. And having influencers at the core of any campaign we do, whether it's a brand campaign or a URS campaign or this IP in itself, one of the easiest decisions to make as a fashion brand, right? It makes all the sense. So all of these things come together because of the focus that we have on bringing the right fashion influencers as thought leaders for us in fashion.
Harish, congrats on pulling off your end of reason sale, which, by the way, is the first big sale in this industry since the outbreak of COVID. What advice would you give to marketers looking to build a mindset for marketing that balances both consumer insight and ROI?
The insight this time was that we had to go big and scale in tier two, tier three markets. The insight was that safety is paramount. Everybody is thinking about it. And we have to be very sensitive to the consumer sentiment of the day and use that consumer sentiment, address that consumer sentiment and be targeted and be very careful about what we say and how we say. That was the second thing that we kept in mind. And third was because we had such little time to pull off such a big sale, how do we scale fast and go big in a very short period of time? Now, all three of these things come from understanding our users quite deeply. And that simple messaging based on deeply understanding our customer, I would say, made this a big success for us.
And that brings us almost to the end of this episode. But before we end, closing comments from both our speakers. Nitin, you first.
Today, as brands scramble to be on the radar and try harder to leave no channel untouched, internet is the only place which is not quarantined. So using online platforms like Facebook and Instagram to inform your audiences in a clear and systematic way of how the pandemic will impact the way they buy, avail, or your product and services is critical. Offering a sense of trust and clarity to them will go a long way in retaining them in the long run.
And Harish, over to you for a closing comment.
Listen to what the customer has to say. The entire organization should listen to them and serve them. And at the end of the day, if we are helpful to our customers, they reward us with great business.
We've now reached the end of the show. Thank you so much, Nitin and Harish. Your practical insights are bound to help marketers use digital to navigate these times of flux in the apparel industry. And in fact, I'd like to inform our audience to please scan the QR code to know more about the Turn the Tide initiative and to download the report on the apparel industry. That's all we have for you on this episode of Facebook and BCG Present Turn the Tide, Unlock the New Normal in association with CNBC TV 18. In the coming weeks, experts on the show will be analyzing other industry sectors to inspire and guide marketers in meeting their business goals in the new normal. It's goodbye for now, and many thanks for tuning in.